KQED News, I'm Rachel Vasquez. Winter storms have brought California's snowpack and reservoirs to record highs. As a result, the state is no longer asking Californians to conserve 15% of their water. Paul Rogers with the Mercury News says Governor Gavin Newsom has not yet lifted the drought declaration for the state, but he expects the governor to make a decision soon.
They don't want to tell people that we're always in drought because there's a fear that people will get cynical. And when they see that it's wet outside, they won't listen anymore. And when you really need them to conserve water, they won't listen. By most measures that most people see, we've got enough water this year. We're going to have dry years coming up, and we need to keep conserving and using it wisely.
Rogers says while the heavy rain has brought flooding to some areas, other counties are still low on water. One of the nation's first Asian bookstores is closing its doors after nearly four decades in business. KQED's Scott Schaefer has more on Eastwind Books in Berkeley.
Harvey Dong and his wife Beatrice took over Eastwind Books on University Avenue in 1996. Both of them had a history of social and political activism, something he says they tried to cultivate with books, readings, and support for Asian American authors.
Managing a bookstore is like having a window on the world. You meet so many people and you learn about their lives and struggles and aspirations.
Business taxes, a rent increase, and competition from online booksellers led him to believe it was time to close this chapter of their lives. But Dong will stay active, helping writers publish online and teaching Asian American history at UC Berkeley. The store will close at the end of April. I'm Scott Schaefer, KQED News.
And I'm Rachel Vasquez.